Chicago is about to be a no-horse town, in a way. Sunday, Chicago Shedd Aquarium is breaking down its Seahorse Symphony exhibit after 5.5 years and 10 million visitors. That is, however, 4 years longer than most aquarium professionals predicted. Jeff Mitchell is one of the Shedd aquarists conducting the symphony, joins us from the aquarium. Mr. Mitchell, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And I gather no one has been able to keep as many species of seahorses for as long as you folks have there at the Shedd Aquarium. What's so demanding?
No one really knew how or what to feed or the diseases that would show up in these animals. So some of the things that we've been able to pioneer here are just the simple husbandry techniques, which means the techniques just for keeping them alive and supplying them with the proper habitat, all the way up to diagnoses of diseases and how to go about preventing and curing the diseases.
Seahorses are beautiful creatures to a lot of people, but I think many of us have some questions in mind as to exactly what are they.
Well, seahorses are fish, and actually they were first described by Aristotle. I think it was about 300 BC, and he described them as breaking apart and little babies come flying out of them. But they are fish. They have a vertebrate, just a backbone just like you or I. They're cold-blooded. They're found in all over the world. And evolutionary-wise, it's really a great story. The best way to guard the eggs, and when a male guards the eggs, the best way to guard them is actually to carry them on your body. And the pipefish...
We should explain. The seahorses, the male gets pregnant, right?
Right, right. And the pipefish and the sea dragons, they actually carry them on the body. Well, the seahorses, evolutionary, has taken another step, and they actually have the eggs go into the pouch. They seal the pouch, and they fertilize them inside the pouch. So it is truly a pregnancy that you don't see in any other animal.
But when... I want to be plain about this. Now some of the seahorses are going into... other species of aquatic life?
Some of the seahorses are going to be moved from this temporary exhibit and actually moved up to our permanent gallery areas. And they're going to stay there for quite a long time, I would imagine.
What I'm trying to get to, are any seahorses going to that magnificent expanse of Lake Michigan that's right outside of the Shedd Aquarium?
Oh, seahorses don't do too well in freshwater, and I don't think
they do very well in Lake Michigan. Yeah.
But actually, some of the animals that aren't going to be incorporated into our collection actually are going to other zoos and aquariums. When we first started this exhibit, there were no other seahorse exhibits around the world. Now I know of at least 8.
And all the little saddles, what do you do with those?
The saddles we're going to just kind of put on the side, and the spurs, I still get to wear the spurs, so I'm excited about that.
Well, Jeff Mitchell, an aquarist with the Shedd Aquarium, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you. It's been my pleasure.